This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, as President Bush stressed the comprehensiveness of the response to Hurricane Katrina, his director of emergency management said he's quitting his post. FEMA Director Michael Brown has been the focus of widespread dissatisfaction with government efforts at all levels.
The White House confirmed that another FEMA official, former Fire Chief David Paulison, has been tapped as acting director. The president received news of Brown's resignation while making his closest inspection yet of the storm-ravaged region. We'll hear what the president had to say in New Orleans today in a moment. First, the story of the Brown resignation.
NPR's Pam Fessler joins us. She's been covering FEMA. And, Pam, there was an intermediate step here. Michael Brown had been stripped of his command of Katrina relief operations late last week.
That's right. The handwriting for this resignation was on the wall last week. Michael Chertoff, the Homeland Security Secretary, sent Brown back to Washington and gave oversight of the cleanup and recovery effort for the hurricane to Coast Guard Vice Admiral Thad Allen. At the time, Chertoff said that Brown was returning to Washington to oversee other agency work, but I don't think anybody was fooled by that. Today, Brown said he was leaving the agency in the best interest of the agency. That was the reason he wanted to leave, and that it was his decision to go. But as you mentioned, his agency really became the focal point of all the criticism about the federal government's response. Even though this hurricane was unprecedented, Brown's agency has been seen as very slow to react to the disaster, and that much of the response has been disorganized. I think one of the best examples of that is the announcement last week about a $2,000 debit card that would be available for hurricane victims. But when a lot of victims went to shelters to get those, they were told they were not available at many sites, and by the end of the week, that program was disbanded.
Pam, there were also a lot of questions raised about Michael Brown's qualifications to head FEMA in the first place.
That's right. His background is as an attorney. He did not have a background in emergency management. In fact, before he came to FEMA 4 years ago, he had spent a decade as a rules enforcer with the International Arabian Horse Association. There were some reports last week that Brown's resume had been inflated to make it look like he had had more emergency management experience than he did. Brown denies this, but there were so many questions raised about his credibility. And quite frankly, I think what really did him in was his performance on the ground. Even when he was in the Gulf region in the days after the hurricane hit, he did not seem to understand the full extent of the disaster. In fact, his fate was probably sealed when he admitted 3 days after the hurricane hit that he had just learned that thousands of people were stranded in the New Orleans Convention Center, even though there had been extensive news coverage about that all day.
Well, what can you tell us about the new acting director of FEMA, David Paulison?
Sorry, well, Paulison comes to the job with a very different background from Brown's. His bio says he has 30 years' experience in fire rescue services. He began as a firefighter and eventually became chief of the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Department. He's also a past president of the International Association of Fire Chiefs. He's been at FEMA for about 4 years now. Right now, he's director of FEMA's Preparedness Division, a job he's held since 2003, and he's also been the U.S. Fire Administrator for 4 years. In both those jobs, he's worked very, very closely with state and local responders. He has just the kind of background that a lot of people say the FEMA director needs, although it's not quite clear at this point whether or not he'll get the job permanently.
He's acting director right
now. That's right.
And NPR's Pam Fessler, thanks a lot.
Thank you.